From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The proposed federal budget President Obama has sent to Congress today includes funding for steps aimed at reducing the nation's high unemployment rate. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the budget projects a record deficit of nearly $1.6 trillion this fiscal year, with the deficit beginning to decline in the next fiscal year, which begins in October.
Starting next year, the president wants to slowly begin whittling away at the deficit, cutting more than 120 government programs and freezing discretionary spending that's not tied to national defense. In the meantime, though, Mr. Obama's calling for another $100 billion in immediate tax cuts and government spending in an effort to spur job growth.
We won't be able to bring down this deficit overnight, given that the recovery is still taking hold and families across the country still need help.
The president's 2011 budget would reverse Bush-era tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans while extending the tax break for working families that was passed as part of last year's economic stimulus package. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Toyota says it's set to begin fixing this week the problem of accelerator pedals that stick or are slow to return, with dealers stockpiling parts and gearing up to make the repair in millions of recalled vehicles. Jim Lentz, president and CEO of Toyota Motor Sales, had some guidance for Toyota owners.
In the case of the sticky accelerator, it comes on over time. So I would suggest to a customer that has a sensation that the pedal is slow in returning, or that the pedal is not smooth and going down, that they should contact their dealer and get their vehicle in.
Lentz was interviewed on NBC's Today Show. He says the company first developed a report on the accelerator problems in late August of last year, but he denied that Toyota was slow in addressing the problem. French automaker Peugeot Citroën says it's recalling 100,000 cars made in a joint venture with Toyota. From Paris, Eleanor Beardsley has that story.
The move comes just after Toyota pulled millions of cars around the world due to faulty accelerator pedals. Peugeot Citroën said the concerned cars, three compact models, were made jointly with Toyota in a factory in the Czech Republic. The biggest sale of the models is in France, Germany, Britain, Italy, and Spain. Peugeot Citroën said the recall was a precautionary measure due to possible accelerator pedal problems. Developed by Toyota, the Peugeot 107, the Citroën C1, and the Ego are essentially the same car with styling differences. Toyota is recalling over 4 million of its cars worldwide, including Europe. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Officials in Haiti say they're talking with U.S. diplomats about whether 10 Americans arrested for trying to take children out of the country should be sent to the U.S. for prosecution. A lawyer representing the Americans say they're being treated poorly. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrials are up 100 points at 10,168. This is NPR News from Washington. A new report finds that the manufacturing sector of the economy grew in January for the sixth straight month. The Institute for Supply Management's Manufacturing Index was up to its highest level since August of 2004. Manufacturing has been on the leading edge of the economic recovery so far as companies work to replenish depleted inventories. The construction industry, though, has been a lagging sector in the recovery. The Commerce Department says construction spending declined again in December, down to its lowest level in more than 6 years, led by a steep drop in construction of new homes. Among the few surprises at the Grammy Awards was the honor for Best Record of the Year going to the band Kings of Leon. NPR's Netta Ulubi reports.
There was a time not so long ago when people referred to the show as the Grannies. Last night's telecast seemed determined to banish that moniker for good, with onstage performances that teamed Elton John with one of today's most prominent pop provocateurs.
Everyone's going goo-goo for Gaga!
Other May-December onstage musical pairings included Norah Jones and Ringo Starr, and Taylor Swift with her idol Stevie Nicks. Later in the evening, right before Swift took the Grammy for Album of the Year, a trio of rap artists performed, Eminem and Lil Wayne with a newer face, hip-hop artist Drake. Folks at home heard his song Forever interspersed with many, many moments of silence. Those were dropouts for profanity. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support